Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time.
Happy Independence Day. Happy Canada Day. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Happy Independence Day and happy Canada Day to our neighbors to the north. It's Dominic Cortese, and it's another edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN with open phones. Whatever you'd like to speak about this Saturday morning, we'd love to entertain what's going on around your house as we get ready for the holiday on Tuesday. I wanted to bring up a couple things. First of all, the idea of flying your flag. I don't know what it is about us as Americans. We don't think about how important it is to fly the flag, and I hope you all have a flag, and then you know how to properly display it. That's important to think about, especially for this holiday. Flag Day is another day that we kind of goes by us without us thinking about flying our flag. But anyway, I'd like to know, do you have a flag and do you fly it? Are you proud to be an American? And we'd love to know how you feel about flying the flag. The other thing we want to get into today is the whole idea of organizing your house and decluttering. We do shows from time to time on decluttering. And I found that the number one place that people seem to clutter more than any other is their closet. Take a moment to take a look in yours. What's it like? You know, are there things that you never wear that are tucked way in the back? Are those the clothes you wear all the time right up in front? And you don't think about the stuff that's out of sight and out of mind? Well, that's a good place to start, because believe it or not, when you start with decluttering your closet, it becomes an inspiration for you to maybe keep going. And we can talk about the other areas of the house that needs focus. But let's start in the closet. Now, break up the items in your closet into those items that you don't fit in anymore, that are out of style. And maybe you want to donate those. That would be a great place to start. And if you haven't worn anything for a long time, well, then another inspiration. The good thing about clothes is that you can give them away and they will have use with someone who, you know, can fit into them and obviously can't afford to perhaps buy new clothes. So thinking about the Salvation Army and Goodwill, when you're thinking about your closet. Kind of gives you more of an inspiration, doesn't it, to organize that area of your house. And as they say, it's a great place to start with the idea of getting organized. After we get the closet done, do you have a junk drawer? Does everybody have a junk drawer? Yeah. A junk drawer is the place where you shove everything. The problem with junk drawers is, again, just like your closet, you don't know what's in it. And when you go to find something, then you're searching for it and you're wondering, is it in the junk drawer? Well, I think a junk drawer is probably important to have, but maybe organize it. And there's ways to do that very simply. You know, having too many papers in your junk drawer, I don't know what it is about notes. We sometimes keep them. Well, maybe start using your phone for notes, and that way you don't have to worry about having a paper note. I like that idea. Your utensils, gadgets, kitchen gadgets. A lot of times when we break something, we don't think about throwing it out. Again, the inventory of you going through your junk drawer might be important to find things that are broken. And if they're broken, well, they have no use to anyone. So how about getting rid of them? Change. Do you keep change? Do you ever have change in your pocket anymore? I don't. I don't even know if coins are going to be around in the near future the way it looks. I mean, nobody wants coins. Nobody wants to put coins in their pocket. Nobody wants to take coins at a store. They actually are asking you to round up now when you go to stores donate that extra few pennies to a charity, which is a great idea. But anyway, your change, maybe take it to the bank and turn it into dollars. I don't know. So the junk drawer, the next area of focus. And here's one that I'm sure the ladies out there are certainly going to appreciate, and that is their shoes. Shoes are tough because they're awkward, and they come in twos. So you got to keep them together. And my one daughter-in-law, she is a shoe fanatic, and they have a shoe issue at their house. In fact, Phil did a segment on building a shoe rack for Kristen, and it turned out great. But do you have a lot of shoes? Is the place to start. And getting a basic shoe rack might be a good idea. They're usually inexpensive, and you can do them yourself. But I think the thing about shoes, though, is being able to get to them easy enough, and by identifying, you know, the two that go together. And that's the struggle, is to keep them organized two at a time. So, yeah, a shoe rack, certainly a good idea. And the last area to comment on before we take our first break and take your calls is your kitchen. We see this a lot, is cluttered kitchens. Again, it's the whole out of sight, out of mind thing. You know, when you put something in your cabinets and it might be high on a shelf and in the back, well, you forget it's there. And when we remodel kitchens, we tell our customers to go through the process of making three piles: keep, give away, and throw away. And usually the biggest pile is giveaway. Things that you don't use that still have some value that aren't broken. But you'll be surprised at how many things people take out of their kitchen that are broken, that are just taking up space. And when we remodel kitchens, people say, am I going to have enough room in my new kitchen? And I say, when we take this step of going through the keep, give away, throw away, well, guess what? You're only going to put back a third of what you took out. So I'm sure you're going to be organized. And we also we think about those tricks, you know, to create a more ergonomic kitchen, easier access, roll out drawers, getting into corners easier, you know, cabinets that are easily adjustable. Those kinds of things help to keep a kitchen organized and more functional. Functionality is certainly key. So keep, give away, and throw away. And that would be a theme, I guess, for any area of the house. Starting with your kitchen, your junk drawer, your shoe rack, and your kitchen cabinets. What do you think about all that? And your comment on flying the flag. 803-0930. That's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBN as we broadcast from our studios in Amherst. You can write to me on the text board as well. It's a same number, 716-803-0930. Outside the 716, I'd like to hear from our Canadian friends about flying their flag, is 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. Before I forget to tell you, we have a couple of spots still available for the July 10th class where we're making pesto genovese. We're making minestrone soup and focaccio. That's July the 10th as we travel to a little-known region of Italy, Liguria. And if you don't know where Liguria is, take a look on a map. It's the western armpit of Italy, up the top of the country, bordering France and Switzerland. Liguria. Pesto comes from Liguria. And we have a couple spots still left on the July 10th. Come home to Cortez Cooking School with our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente. Register online, cortez.net. And all of our services, of course, listed at cortez.net, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our small projects division. Of course, we'd love to have you stop by, though, and take a nickel tour of our beautiful building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street, and love to have you come by anytime. Stop in, we'd give you a tour around. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to say good morning and happy 4th to Mary Jo and Rosie Wood at the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch in West Seneca. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dominic. Happy 4th of July to you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, I am located at the Lakeshore Savings Bank at 3111 Union Road in Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm. The borderline of West Seneca, Orchard Park. It's a great location there as the streets converge and everything leads to Lakeshore Savings Bank down in that area. And the first branch in Erie County was that branch there. And we're glad to have you as our representative from that branch now. And, you know, it's an interesting time in banking as we can make a little bit more money on our CDs. And, yeah, we're paying a little bit more. But when we talk about borrowing money from Lakeshore, you know, with the no-cost application, no appraisal, there's still a good reason to get into the bank and then maybe refinance down the road.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, if it's one thing that I could do is direct customers, your listeners, to lakeshoresavings.com. You have questions on, you know, rates or products, go on to the website. It's ideal. So many resources, our checking, our savings accounts. And just to talk a little bit about your segment you just had with decluttering, it's a great time to declutter those checking and savings accounts, too. We can help you with those. We can help you bring them all over to one bank, help you reassign those direct deposits and those automatic payments. That's what we're here for. We're here to help our customers. So it's a wonderful time for savings, like you said, our CDs, our money markets. We have wonderful specials. Just come over. Give us a call at the branch. Come in and see us, and we'd love to have new customers. We'd love to help, you know, assist our current customers that we have with all of these products.
Awesome. Give us the phone number there at the OP branch.
Absolutely. My phone number here is 716-674-2066. I am in the office, and I'll be here until 12 o'clock.
Okay. That's Mary Jo from the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch on Union Road for 133 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Yeah. Come and meet me down by the shore.
Make sure.
Let's face it. Talking about life insurance is never easy. But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah.
but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Do you have chronic joint pain, tried steroids, and now they're saying surgery is the next step? Hi, I'm Dr. John Ziliaks of Positive Health and Wellness. You see, I've got good news for you. There are new breakthrough treatments now available right here in Western New York. Want to learn more? Call Positive Health and Wellness at 716-689-3629. You'll get a free consultation and learn more about these breakthrough treatments. The results are amazing for arthritis, hip pain, knee pain, rotator cuff, and tennis elbow. People seeing fast and lasting results and getting their lives back without surgery. These are treatments elite athletes have used for years, but are now being used all over America with astonishing patient satisfaction reports. Call Positive Health and Wellness at 716-689-3629 for your free consultation or attend one of our seminars to learn more about these amazing breakthrough treatments for joint pain. It's just a phone call away at 716-689-3629, Western New York's destination for treatment that works at Positive Health and Wellness.
Hey, Dominic here. And I have an effective way to fix your concrete without replacing it. You know what it is? Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Yeah, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete the same day. And best of all is the cost. Far cheaper, folks, than replacement, like 50 to 70%. And A1 is the place to go. I couldn't be happier with the work they did for me. I sent them over to Phil's house, and they leveled some concrete for him, too. Here's the number, 716-341-4550. They'll give you a free estimate, a1concretebuffalo.com, A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gents. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gems subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gems to escort you down the aisle.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Do you know that they've upgraded the Gorilla floor? Yep, every Gorilla floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. Yep, the only company installing a vapor barrier on every floor and at no additional cost. Why do we do this? Well, it's simple. We have a high water table here in Western New York, and that means your concrete is susceptible to moisture. And the number one reason that epoxy floors fail? Yeah, it's moisture. Due to an improperly installed vapor barrier. Moisture coming up through the concrete will lift the epoxy right off. Well, Gorilla's protecting you against this, folks. They include this in their warranty. Someone no one else is doing. It's the goal of Gorilla Garage Gear to give you, our customer, the best product, and Gorilla Floor does that. It's not a rushed job either. They don't do the 24-hour thing. They take their time, they do it right, they use the best products, the latest technology, and skilled installers to ensure that the Gorilla Floor is the ideal product for your project. Garage floors, garage doors, and organizing your garage all at Gorilla Garage Gear. Phone number 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:25 is Hammer Time, and watch the final segment for this season of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, tomorrow morning at 10:30 on Channel 2 as we wrap up our sixth season of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. And what an honor and a privilege it's been to host the show over the last 6 years. Season 7 in the works. Yeah, Season 7 starting in February of 24. As we bring you Phil, Nick, and Michelle, and all of the Hammer Time partners with segments on how to, and of course, the television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. If you haven't seen Buffalo's Home Improvement Show on Channel 2, then check it out online, hammertimetv.com, or at YouTube. You can find the segments there. And we'd love to have you be part of the Hammer Time TV family as well as the radio family. So we're talking about two things this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. We're talking about flying your flag, and we're talking about decluttering and tips for that. And texters are writing in about decluttering. Let's get through some of those, and then we'll go back to talking about the flag. More like a junk room that's much bigger than a closet. Actually, the junk room has a junk closet. Well, that's what happens. You know, it gets away from you, where you become kind of out of sight, out of mind, and then the closet becomes the room, and then the room becomes the house. And you know, you watch the decluttering shows and you see how bad it can get. Now that's a whole another level of issue when we talk about hoarding, because that is a mental condition where everything is of value and you can't part with anything. And hopefully nobody out there is suffering from that condition. But there are people that hoard. What I see a lot of, though, is hoarding by guilt. And what I mean by that is people that keep stuff because they really don't know what else to do with it other than keep it. And I always think about, you know, your trash is another person's treasure. And you're hiding and you know, concealing this item or a piece of clothing or furniture or whatever it is. Well, it could be enjoyed by someone else and maybe be repurposed redecorated into another kind of piece of furniture if it's furniture. And what we see a lot of is the amalgamation of multi-households into one, where the parents pass away and you inherit all the furniture. And you move it in. Fatal error to move it into your doorstep. Because once it comes in your doorstep, then it becomes almost magnetized to the house, where it becomes more difficult to get rid of. So my advice on that point is never bring another household into yours. And believe it or not, we see it a lot. The basement is full, the garage is full. We're talking about the garage being organized by Gorilla. Well, they see it a lot, too, where there's just too much stuff in the house. Think about your daily life. I think that's a good focus. What do you need every day, and what do you use every day, and what is in the way? How many times do you go into a closet and you're frustrated by how difficult it is to find the item that you're looking for because it's behind something else? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to open your closet and pull out exactly what you're looking for one step? Well, that could be yours if you organize. And take this seriously, folks, because a cluttered home is an unsafe home, and the chance of fire is greater, the chance of fire being more fatal, the chance of the fire of doing more damage is greater when there's more stuff in the house. So decluttering and deorganizing. And organizing is an essential thing. So yeah, if the junk room becomes the junk closet becomes the junk room. Here's a texter who writes, I still save my change from time to time. I'll go in and cash it in. The last time, $55. There you go. That's amazing. How many coins is $55? How big of a jar does that take? Don't forget about the garage, one texter writes. They get pretty brutal sometimes, especially right before winter and when the snow comes a little bit earlier than expected. And you've got to put that last bit of outside stuff inside in a hurry. Yeah. It's always, I think, smart to anticipate the seasons and get ready for the winter. And I'll tell you, I say this all the time, my Gorilla Floor is great because cleaning the winter grime up makes the use of the garage a lot more pleasant and easier to clean. Well, it is coming up to the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for the top of the news. When we come back, we're going to talk more about flag protocol and flag disposal. And I'd love to hear from you this Saturday morning here on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Erie County Sheriff's deputies will be keeping an eye out this holiday weekend for boaters operating while intoxicated.
It still falls under the same limit as a car. It's a .08. And the field sobriety test that we give is the same as would be done on the side of the road. We just obviously don't perform it on the vessel itself. We would pull onto land somewhere and perform the test from there.
Sergeant Edward Kreipel says Operation Dry Water is a year-round operation with special emphasis on the 4th of July weekend. Five Buffalo swimming pools are open today.
We were not able to open pools in the city because of the lifeguard shortage created by the pandemic for several years. But that will not be the case this year, and we're very excited to report that.
Mayor Brown says the Lovejoy, Cazenovia, Kensington, Centennial, and Riverside pools will open today for the summer. Governor Hochul has approved a request from the state police to raise the maximum age to apply to become a New York State Trooper from 29 to 34. State police say this will give them the ability to recruit the most diverse and skilled group of candidates possible. Applications are being accepted starting today for the next Trooper entrance exam, which will be held simultaneously with the application process from now through September. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Twin City Glass. Sometimes the smallest room in your house has a big impact on its value. It's Dominic for the tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Now, when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. 694-3300. Their showroom, it's in Willitzer Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Turn up the heat. The Commodores live. A musical experience you won't forget. October 19th in the Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. 70 million albums sold. Seven number one hits. The Grammy Award-winning Commodores.
The biggest night at the ballpark every summer is the Bison's annual KeyBank Independence Eve celebration. And the great Western York tradition is back Monday, July 3rd at Salem Field. Come celebrate our nation's independence as the Bisons take the field against the Worcester Red Sox. The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra takes the stage postgame, and we light up the sky with our largest fireworks show of the season. This year's concert will be unlike any in the 27-year history of this event, as America's big band, the United States Army Jazz Ambassadors, will play alongside the BPO in the postgame show. Get your tickets now for this must-attend summer tradition by logging on to Bisons.com today. Remember, you save 15% on all single-game tickets you purchase in advance of game day. Great baseball action, a post-game concert with the BPO and the U.S. Army's Jazz Ambassadors, fireworks, and a great deal. It's all on Monday at Salem Field, so get your tickets now for the KeyBank Independence Eve at Bisons.com.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are, they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Ava Roofing. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling them today. 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment there. Ava Roofing, always offering you 0% financing as well. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and it's kind of a cloudy, gloomy day out there. Muggy, though, too, huh? I think we're still seeing that smoke. In all my years, I've never seen anything like this smoke. What was it, Wednesday or Thursday? It smelled like a fire outside. That's how bad it was. Anyway, interesting that we're living with that, and it seems to be continuing. I read an article that the reason for the smoke and the reason for the smell is the intensity of the fires, and the cedar trees that are burning have a lot of sap in them, which makes them burn faster and more ferocious, which is probably why it's getting up into the upper atmosphere and traveling as rapidly as it is to us. Anyway, so your flag. Do you fly a flag? And are you familiar with the protocols for flag disposal? This is interesting. There is a process and tradition for properly retiring an American flag requiring finding a disposal location in your area, and I did some Google searching. The American Legion Post on Harlem, on Harmony Lane in Cheektowaga, post number 355, will take your flag, and I believe the protocol is to burn the flag, which we'll get into that discussion as well. But you can actually do that yourself, too, by the way. You can burn the flag yourself. But anyway, if you want to drop it off to the VFW, you can do that. They have to be properly retired with respect and the gravity that is entitled to the flag. The retirement of an American flag is a time-honored tradition and one that carries a great significance. Taking your flag to a disposal location like the American Legion will ensure that no traditions and ceremony are utilized in the flags, that these traditions are utilized in the flag's retirement. As a revered symbol of the United States, the flag demands the highest level of respect, and as such should be disposed of in a respectable manner. Provided are the steps here. I found them online. Building a fire in a safe location. The fire will need to have reached a proper size and level of heat so that it will fully burn the flag without leaving any remnants of the flag intact. If the flag is currently flying, respectfully lower the flag and remove it from the pole. Fold the flag in the traditional triangle fold. Place the folded flag on top of the fire. being careful not to injure yourself. Watch the flag to make sure that it's fully incinerated. Now, while the flag is in the process of being burned, observe the flag with respect and reverence. While the flag is being incinerated, recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Once the process of burning the flag is complete and no part of the flag remains, safely put out the fire. Interesting, huh? The proper disposal of the American flag. And, you know, flying the flag and the traditions of doing so properly, taking the flag down at night. I wonder how many people do that. I leave a light on mine. Apparently that is allowed. If the flag is lit at night, then that's okay to let it fly all night long. Taking it down in inclement weather, I guess, is another one. And it goes to the whole question, you know, do you fly a flag? And it's interesting to have that discussion, because you can drive a neighborhood and see three or four or five, maybe, sometimes in a row. I think one neighbor will inspire another. But you can go into other neighborhoods and not see any, which is interesting. Let's see here. Thank you so much for reminding me to fly my flag. Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, Dominic, my name is Chris from Lancaster. I have a question about wood-burning stoves. It's just a medium size, nothing crazy, but it's got a glass pane in the front that I'm trying to get replaced. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions on a good place to go for glass that would work for that application. Without question, we do need to have the right glass for that. And I would send you to a fireplace store. Of course, getting the glass to fit your model may be a challenge, but maybe they can offer you a place to go to get glass cut. But tempered glass that's made for fireplaces is certainly important to have in that application. And you can just do a Google search for fireplace stores near you, and then maybe give them a call to find out the best place and route to get that glass cut to fit your door shape. So that's exactly what I would recommend. Also, the UV from sunlight that further breaks down the flag. Yeah, that's definitely an issue. I've seen mine fade a little. I told my wife the other day, I think we're going to have to replace our flag soon. The VFW posts, another texter writes, or American Legions will take the flags, and they have a ceremony where they burn them to honor them. That's exactly what we said. And it's great to know that the VFW posts are taking flags to dispose of them properly. I don't know, you know, whether we've ever really talked about that. I know, you know, we rarely ever bring up the flag, and the whole disposal process and protocol is very interesting to actually find that it's proper to burn the flag. And I think it shows reverence, is what the article I read is speaking about. So anyway, 803-0930, if you'd like to speak to me, I'd like to speak to you. Another texter writes, the UV light from the sunlight that breaks down the particles in the smoke in the air from the forest fires, that's what gives you plastic burning smell. Yeah, let's read that again. The UV light from the sunlight breaks down the particles in the smoke in the air from the forest fires, and that's what giving us the plastic burning smell. I didn't really think it was plastic burning smell. I thought it was more like a fireplace wood burning smell, but yeah, of course, it's a smell nonetheless, and it's a smoke smell. So you're right. The UV light from the sunlight breaking down the particles. Another texter is writing, it's like cremating the flag at a funeral. Sure, exactly. Cremating the flag in reverence and respect for it. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we look forward to a Saturday morning chat each and every Saturday with our good friend Peter Gordon from Indo Air Professionals. And we're talking about the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. And I think for the first time, Peter, I mentioned this already, for the first time ever, we actually have been impacted in a more kind of global sense of having poor air quality. You know, you hear about that in big cities and foreign countries where they don't have a lot of control of their car exhaust and factory fumes and all of that. But this is the first time that I can think of in Western New York where we've been impacted by the quality of the air outside. And it certainly does bring up the whole discussion of breathing clean indoor air. And when you're in town, and the next time you're around, we're going to do a show on this to talk about indoor air quality and how the effects of this are certainly important to respect the breathing of clean indoor air. Having your ductwork clean is a way to do that. Having a medical-grade air purifier, another way. And, of course, dehumidifying your basement air. All important ways to breathe clean indoor air, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Yeah, and this is, as you mentioned, this is just a subtle reminder, you know, that we have to keep breathing, and you may as well be breathing clean air. I mean, we've talked for years about how, you know, people shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. That's the biggest contributor to making the sweater inside your ductwork. And then everybody's doing remodeling like it's going out of style. Great for your business, great for my business.
Yep.
So then, and then you've got any pest dander, you've got, of course, the original construction debris, but then you bring in pollens and dirt from the outside. When you open our windows and doors on nice days when you don't need AC or heat. And with that comes diesel particulate and then, of course, the Canadian campfire, you know, right yep. into your house. And then that all starts to recontaminate all the porous stuff in your ductwork. So, yeah, it's huge when you clean that all the way out. And then, of course, you might not have ductwork, but you can still apply a medical-grade air purifier is just, you know, great.
There you go. 683-3000 in the 716. That's the number you're going to call. Here they are, the Independence Day special discounts for only you, our listening audience.
Okay, so on the duct cleaning that we've been doing for 30 years, now we're celebrating our 30th year anniversary. You know, we're about 3 weeks out. It's hard to believe, but that's the way it is. But we're still able to offer you, as a Hammer Time listener, a minimum of $175 off and up to $250, depending on the size of your home. As far as the high-capacity dehumidifier by April Air, still $300 off on that one. And then the Healthway medical-grade air purifiers, $500 off on the whole house unit. The portable we have a unit for 1,000 square feet. We're temporarily out of stock on the normal one, but it's you can save a lot of money on that. You just got to call me on that. It's okay. Like a private deal.
All right.
And yeah, so that's what we got going on. And I'm working all day today, so definitely call in and get on the, you know, let me help you out to breathe easier.
683-3000. Got IAP, get it today.
Breathe easier with indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my motorcycle accident, my attorneys at the Barnes firm got me $300,000, five times more than insurance offered.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. My case was worth over $1 million more.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
My case was worth $800,000.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, David Bellavia here. There are a lot of car dealers who say they offer guaranteed credit approval, but when push comes to shove, all they offer is a lame excuse. But at Riverfront Auto Sales, you'll always hear a different word, approved.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
And at Riverfront Auto Sales, they deliver 100% guaranteed credit approval. That's right. The Pecoraro family guarantees credit approval, good credit, bad credit. You're guaranteed credit approval same day. And when you call the Riverfront Credit Hotline, you'll be approved before you even walk in the door. Don't waste time with other dealers that only deliver excuses. Get the credit you need same day at Riverfront Auto Sales, home of the 100% guaranteed credit approval.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Call the credit approval hotline now at 886-1626. Or for details, visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com. Once again, that's 886-1626. Or visit RiverfrontAutoSales.com today. Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Have you been charged with a DWI or traffic misdemeanor? Did you receive a random letter from a lawyer? If you have, don't trust your fate to an unknown appointed attorney. Choose Arthur Pressman, your experienced DWI and traffic attorney.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. A court-assigned attorney may not have the experience you need to get the justice you deserve. If you get pulled over, call me today. I've been helping Western New Yorkers with traffic violations and DWI cases for over 35 years.
For traffic stops and DWI, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
They were not going to leave until they knew that we were satisfied.
We're proud of the confidence our clients have in Isaac. And I'm confident you'll love Isaac's spring AC offer of 0% interest and no payments for 6 months. Visit IsaacHeating.com today.
Do you need a knee or hip replacement? Now you can get that done without ever stepping foot in a hospital. Learn more about hospital-free joint replacement from Excelsior Orthopedics. Go to ExcelsiorOrtho.com and get pain-free in 23 with Excelsior Orthopedics.
Hey, are you ready to make your outdoor living space regal? Well, Lenco Supplies is your exclusive source for Regal Ideas aluminum railings. Dress up your backyard deck, front porch, or anywhere you need a little attractive, low-maintenance aluminum railing. Then light up those summer nights with Regal's LED lighting package. Yeah, it's true. And through July, when you order $1,000 of Regal railings at LencoSupplies.net, guess what? You'll save $150 on your order. Order in-store or online at LencoSupplies.net and let Lenco deliver for easy, affordable building material solutions. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:51 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. Happy Independence Day. Happy Canada Day to our friends to the north. And do you fly your flag as we travel now to Lancaster and chat with Ann. Good morning, Ann. You're on WBEN. Happy Independence Day to you.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ann. Hi, Dominic. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks.
The reason I'm calling is I recently had to replace my flag. And I found out that if you take your flag to the Made in America store, they will dispose of it properly, and they will give you $5 off a Made in America flag.
Oh, that's great. And yeah. That's a great store that focuses on, obviously, per their name, everything that's made in America. And can you imagine buying a flag, Anne, that's made in China?
You know, and I'm sure they're out there, but I was thrilled to get it there, and I was amazed at the amount of products they have in that store. It's amazing.
Yeah. I've had Mark on in the past, and we've talked about his store, and it is remarkable. He has a process to certify that things are made in America. There's a checking process that he employs, because you know how it is. A good example is we talk about this all the time, the Chinese dehumidifiers, they have an American nameplate, so you think it's an American product, however it's made in China. So he does that double verification. They can say they're American made, they verify that they are made here. Now, you know, you hear the stories about things that are made in America costing more. And I hope we're over that. I think largely I'm seeing people get over that. I think we want to pay more for better quality. And we don't want to pay for garbage. And again, the dehumidifiers keep coming up in my mind as a good example of that. They're cheaper, and they're not safe. You know, so there you go. That the two go hand in hand, I think. So yes, hats off to Mark for his store and for his dedication to those products that are made here. And it's good to know that you can bring your flag there for proper disposal and you'll get a discount on the replacement flag.
Absolutely.
Okay, Ann. Do you fly your flag?
I absolutely do, with a light on it.
There you go. So you fly it at night as well.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just like I do. Well, good. Thanks for being a proud American, and thanks for sharing that about Made America Store.
You're very welcome. Okay. Happy 4th to you.
You too. Bye-bye now. Ann's line is now free at 803-0930. You know, this whole discussion about the smoke coming down from Canada, a texter writes that he's tired of hearing about the forest fires and that it's all related to climate change. Well, I kind of think that it's not have anything to do with climate change. He says that it's no different than a natural occurring event like a volcano erupting, right? That has an effect on the environment for some time and maybe change the landscape as a result of a volcano eruption. Let's see. Another texter writes, don't laugh. I've actually come across a few American flags that were made in China. I just have a hard time with that. That just kills me that we would actually think that that's a good thing to do, to have our flag made there. Let's see, that they were actually made in China and they didn't even have the correct number of stripes. Oh, come on. That's got to be a joke. Yeah, this whole thing about being assembled or built in America, and I see that a lot, people, where things are claimed to be American, but it's a game. The product may have been sourced here. Like, for example, we see this with flooring, too. Maybe an American-grown tree, and then shipped to China to be made into flooring, and then shipped back. And they say made in America. Well, no. And that's what really what Mark is doing at the Made in America store. He's verifying that that's not happening, that it is truly sourced and made. And then, you know, completely the whole process is involving the steps here as opposed to leaving the country. Can you believe that? That manufacturers actually have the gall to say made in America when it's shipped to China for processing or in some way, you know, that involves a foreign country. I just can't believe that. Another texter writes, American flags made in China are absolutely disgusting. I know that's no joke. Yeah. So how do you know? I guess, does it say made in China if it's an American flag made there? And I'm appalled by the whole idea. Of an American flag not being a domestic product. Anyway, so I hope we've inspired you to think about your flag and to display it proudly and verify that it's American when you buy it. And then follow the protocols for flying it and for disposing of it. And remember, as we said, the American Legion will take your flag once it's ragged, as well as the Made in America store for proper disposal. And if you're going to do it yourself, great. Dispose of it with a fire and make sure it's completely incinerated. And then say the Pledge of Allegiance when it's burning. I really wonder how many people really ever knew that. Anyway, it's been a great time spending it with you here this Saturday morning as we get ready to wrap things up, Jerry. We're talking about the whole idea of the disposal of the flag. Of course, you were in the service, so you probably knew some of that, right?
Yeah, I do remember coming across that. Excuse me, sorry about that. Even to the point where they want you to separate the stripes from each other, and I don't know about the individual stars, at least the star field. But yeah, the whole thing about having it burned with other flags, especially. And they do that a lot at various ceremonies, like you were saying.
So talk more about that, because I didn't see that listed anywhere about separating the stripes and separating the flag field, the star field.
You know what? I'm going to have to sort of do a little research on that, because that's what I vaguely remember, because I when you're in the service, they give you what they call the smart book. It's your basic everything that you really need to know in your training. And I remember reading a section on that, and I vaguely remember that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, not too sure, and I don't know if I am assuming that anybody in the American Legion doing it is doing it, you know, basically by the book.
Sure. Well, so. The article I found said to fold it the way they do it at a flag folding ceremony and burn it in that format, in that triangulated format.
This could have been like maybe a special type of ceremony as
sure.
well. But yeah, that's the whole thing is the... If they are unserviceable and ripped and torn from being flown, these are taking these flags that are just
okay.
no longer
yeah.
able to be fixed in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing this holiday, enjoy it. Be safe with fireworks and be sure to attend a parade. And again, fly your flag. We'll be going to the events at Clarence tonight, the firework events, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, have a great week, and always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.